Call this meeting of the, Winter Springs Code Enforcement Board of November 26th to order. Mr. Clerk, please call the roll.
Chairperson Matthew Criswell. Vice Chairperson Maurice Capra.
Here.
Board Member Michael Burns.
Here.
Board Member Carol Giltz.
Here.
Board Member Dennis Robinson.
Here.
Senior City Attorney Jennifer Nix.
Here.
All right.
Let's all rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. We'll take a moment of silence to honor our first responders. Ms. Giltz, will you please start us?
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Are there any changes to the agenda?
Item 501 came into compliance, so that should have been redacted from your agenda.
Are there any other changes? Okay,
no.
Hearing none, and the agenda is approved. If I would ask anybody who is going to be testifying today to please stand and be sworn in by the clerk.
Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. First on the agenda is the consent agenda. Did anybody have a chance to review the minutes of the last meeting?
I did.
I'd like to
make a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second.
Is there any discussion? Mr. Clerk.
Board Member Burns.
Aye.
Vice Chairperson Capra.
Aye.
Board Member Robinson.
Aye.
Board Member Giltz.
Aye.
All right, thank you.
Okay, Captain Tracht, I think you're up with
right. Well, thank you for our last code board for the 2019 year. I appreciate that. Appreciate the quorum. This is case 2019 CE002029. The violation address is 214 Wade Street. Can you go back a little bit? Thanks. It also has a mailing address of 401 Country Club Drive in Winter Park. The owner is David Gabby, and this is a violation of IPMC 304.7, which deals with roofs and drainage. On August 5th, 2019, on patrol, observed the weathered blue tarps. This is another one of the roofs with the blue tarp issue. IPMC states it shall be sound tight and not have any defects that admit rain. Notice of code violation was mailed with the correction date of October 4th, 2019, which was 60 days, mailed certified return receipt. There's a picture from August 5th. The notice of code violation letter was mailed to both the Wade Street address and the Country Club in Winter Park address. Both were returned to sender unclaimed. It was set for code board. That letter was mailed as well, posted at the residence and at City Hall, all per state statute. The Winter Springs letter was returned to sender unclaimed. The Winter Park, as of 10/31, a notice was left by the United States Post Office as no authorized recipient was available. As of early this morning, the violation still exists. And that's the November 14th photo. So I recommend the owner be held in violation of IPMC 304.7 and be given until January 12th, 2020 to come into compliance. If not, a fine of $250 per day be applied.
Thank you. Does anybody have any questions of... None. Is there a respondent here to answer to this claim?
This isn't yours, is it?
Okay. Seeing none.
Is anybody living in this home?
It's a rental, from what I believe. I have seen cars in the driveway before.
Any other questions?
I mean, not really. It's pretty obvious that the tarp is definitely not secure on a roof.
Well, plus, Carol, if they haven't responded from either address. Somebody had to have gotten that letter. And if you sent them certified plus regular mail?
Certified mail, return receipt, and then we posted at the residence.
What, did you send it regular mail also?
No, just certified return receipt.
So somebody knows. So they had to have gotten it, seen it, and decided not. Mm-hmm. Or looking at the property. I mean, if you're a rental agent or whatever, and you don't ever go by and look at your properties, so, and yep. See that paper there. So
somebody's taking care of it. The yard's been mowed, et cetera. So somebody is taking care of the property. And there has been cars in the driveway.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion if we're ready for a motion.
Absolutely.
I move to find the respondents in violation of the city code and order that response be given until January 12, 2020 to correct the violation. In the event the respondents fail to comply by this date, a fine the amount of $250 shall be imposed for each day the violation continues thereafter.
Second.
Is there any discussion?
Vice Chairperson Capra.
Aye.
Board Member Giltz.
Aye.
Board Member Robinson.
Aye.
Board Member Burns.
Aye.
Inspector Guerra.
This is my case. Case number is 2019-CE-002565 for 111 Lorian Lane. The owner is James E. Lawrence, trustee. The violation is IPMC 304.6, exterior walls. Date of service is November 5th, 2019, by myself. On October 2nd, 2019, I observed the wood on the gable area of the building rotting. On October 2nd, 2019, I mailed the notice of code violation to the owner of the property. October 5th, 2019, the notice was signed for. On November 5th, 2019, I sent a certified and first class letter to the owner regarding the code board hearing. I also posted the code board notice at City Hall and the property. November 6th, 2019, E. Rivera signed for the code board notice. There has been no contact from the owner at this time until tonight. And this is the picture of the side of the building. And the other, it's kind of hard to see with the sun, but it's rotting, or it's peeling on that side. My recommendation is that the owner of the property be given until January 2nd, 2020 to correct the violation. If not corrected, an amount of $50 a day be fined and imposed on the owner until the violation is corrected.
Can you go back to the first picture? Or what? Yeah, that one. Okay.
Is that rotting away, or is that something hit that?
Yeah, it looks like it's, for where I could see, it's pretty high up, that it looks like it's rotting. Okay. This is like a duplex with four houses, so this is up high on the side of the building.
Are there any other questions for the inspector? No. Okay. Is there a respondent here to address this? Please come forward, state your name and your address.
Nav Khalsa, it's 1809 East Broadway Street, Oviedo.
The floor is yours, sir.
Okay. All right, just wanted an extension. We wanted to put in an extension for this, but, you know, we just didn't, you know, somebody dropped the ball at the office. That's what happened. We meant to ask for an extension.
Okay, so you're asking for an extension for how long?
Due to fixing it. Probably another month, because we had, when we initially got the notice, we actually had hired someone to do the work, but they never showed. So, you know, I kept, you know, delaying, and it's to the point that, you know, they're not doing it. So we're in the process of finding someone else right now to do the work.
Okay, so do I hear you saying that if this board were to give you until February, some date in mid-February, that would give you sufficient time?
Yes, most definitely.
What date in February would you like?
15th should be all right, I would think.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so we're considering changing the date from January 2nd and giving him more time.
Correct.
Than we... Okay.
Correct. Would anybody like to make a motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion. I move to find the respondent in violation of the city code and order that the respondent be given until February 15th, 2020 to correct the violation. In the event responders fail to comply by this date, a fine in the amount of $50 shall be imposed for each day the violation continues thereafter.
A second.
The motion's been made and seconded. Is there any discussion?
Okay. Board Member Robinson?
Aye.
Board Member Burns?
Aye.
Vice Chairperson Capra?
Aye.
Board Member Giltz?
Aye.
Thank you. With the motion passes, with that, that concludes our agenda. I'd like to recognize at this time the four students we have from Winter Springs High School who are taking, they're taking an AP class in government, if I'm not mistaken. And we welcome them to this meeting, and we encourage them success in their studies and hope that they come and participate more often. Is there anything else for this board?
Go Bears. I'm a hawk, but you know. Go ahead.
Do we have a motion about the December meeting?
That would be great. Can we do that, Jen?
I thought it was addressed last meeting. Was
we
it not?
Did address it. I mean, if we just want to confirm it again.
If we just want to confirm it, I think it would regularly be scheduled for Christmas Eve.
It
the
would.
The days fall.
Right. That's,
so.
Right. That's what I meant.
Well, if we get presents or something.
I will not provide you any cases on Christmas Eve.
Thank you.
Maybe okay.
Perfect. Okay.
Maybe
okay.
Captain Tracht will bring us in a sack full of candy or something.
So other than that, the next meeting would be scheduled
in January.
For January 28th, I think it is.
So we stand adjourned until January 28th.